So we're joined this morning by Father Roger Landry, a priest of the Diocese of Fall River in Massachusetts, who works for the Holy See's Permanent Observer Mission to the United Nations. He just recently wrote a book called Plan of Life, which is changing my life. And are you with us, Father Landry?
Yes, I am, Dr. Gracie. Good to be with you and Brian and Father Petrie.
So this wonderful book you wrote is a way to, it's a very practical, very accessible, every Catholic can read this and can edify and can be edified, a way to keep our eyes on the ball, to have presence of God throughout the day, and to grow spiritually in a way that will get us where we want to go. Right, Father?
That's what my intention was in publishing the book. You know, priests receive 4 to 8 years of formation in seminary. Religious receive 2 to 3 years in postulancy and novitiate. So many of the members of new movements in the church and other ecclesiastical institutions receive ongoing formation. And once upon a time, Catholics in parishes and schools received a tremendous formation from religious teaching in the schools and their catechetical programs. But today, many miss that most important training that John Paul II says we need in order to grow in holiness. And so that's the starting point for this book, to give various habits that Christians need in order to be able to grow closer to God.
So, Father, one thing that is very helpful in the book is the way you break down the day into, you give us several exercises that we do, several prayers, several encounters with God that we spread out over the day so that we can keep presence of God throughout our busy days, in sort of in small sections that are appropriate for people who are out in the world working and raising children and have a lot, lots of balls they're juggling in the air. What do you think is the most, I happen to think the heroic minute that you talk about in the beginning of the day. Maybe you could tell our listeners about that.
So the heroic minute or heroic moment is a practice that I didn't invent. It's been advocated by various saints over the course of time. But what it basically means is that you get up on time in the morning. So when your alarm goes off or your iPhone or whatever else, the rooster in the backyard, that you get out of bed immediately and you try to just unite yourself to God as you do it. That's a big win for most of us over the course of our day. If we're able to overcome some of our humanity and get out of bed when the alarm is actually set, that's going to give us some of the self-mastery to do so many of the other things. And so I give some practical tips about how to do that, whether it's to set your alarm clock across the room so that you can't hit the snooze bar, or to get out and make your bed so that you won't collapse back in, or if your bathroom's very close to where your bed is, to go and put some cold water on your face lest you return. But that first moment of the day, if we're able to unite that to the Lord and say, here I am, Lord, to do your will, to overcome our natural desire for some for extra sleep, and begin our prayerful offering of ourselves to the Lord, that can redound to our spiritual benefit throughout the entire rest of the day.
Father Roger, this is Brian. I have a habit now of rolling out of bed and never letting my feet hit the floor. I roll right out of my bed onto my knees and say that prayer, even if it's a short prayer, but ask God to show me the way and reminding myself that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Do you think that there's some benefit in hitting our knees really for humility first thing in the morning?
Yes, Brian, I absolutely believe that. I do the same, but not right next to my bed, because I think you're probably stronger than I am. I go across the room, far away from my bed, and that's when I actually kneel. I have a crucifix there that I pray to. And I finish the day in that same gesture of prayerful humility before God, thanking Him for all the gifts that He's given over the course of the day, asking His forgiveness for the times where I really haven't responded to His help in the moments of the day, and making an act of hope that tomorrow with His help I'll do a little bit better. So I try to make a great inclusion from the beginning to the end of the day. There I am on my knees before the Lord, knowing that His arm is outstretched in blessing, because his son promises that whenever we ask anything in his name, the Father will not only hear that petition, but give himself together with that petition.
Father, this is Father Thomas Petrie. It's wonderful to have you with us this morning. You know, I think from your book, The Plan of Life, a lot of it is really in some ways just translating the rule of life, you know, that many religious and many priests live or try to live in spite of all the hectic things that we have going on. You know, I think about the priesthood and the priesthood that we share, but I know we share something else, is that we're both missionaries of mercy, papal missionaries of mercy, which has been just a wonderful experience for me and a really great witness for a great ministry to my brother priests. I'm wondering if you're planning to go to Rome for Mercy Sunday this year.
I am planning to go. We have been invited, the 1,142 of us from around the world, to convene in Rome for Divine Mercy Sunday, and then for a few days there, and to hear confessions from Catholics all around the world coming to Rome for the great Feast of Mercy. And so I'm excited to go. I'm happy that the Holy Father is continuing to use us. You and I both thought that our specific mandate would end at the end of the Jubilee for Mercy, but Pope Francis has extended it, as we say in Latin, usque donec alitur, providiatur, until otherwise provided. So I hope it's never changed.
Me too.
I really love this mission that we've been given.
I'm looking.
I would agree, by the way, Father Petrie, at your insight that religious have a rule, and I started the chapters of this book during the year for consecrated life.
Okay.
Noticing just how important the rule is for religious to become truly holy religious, and a lot of the times lay people don't have something similar and adequate in the midst of ordinary life to follow the Lord as closely as religious do in their own circumstances. And so I'm hoping that this book fulfills that need.
Father, this is definitely the book that's going to help us become contemplative in the middle of the world and grow closer to God every single day. Thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, we can find his book on Pauline Books and Media. I'm sure probably on Amazon, right, Father?
It's up on Amazon, but you can't order it yet on Amazon. That should be changing momentarily.
All right, Father Roger Landry, say hello to your twin brother, Scott, who's a great friend of Morning Glory as